Hi, I'm Jeff Anderson, speaking to you from Colorado Springs. I'm sorry that I can't be with you all in Albuquerque, but we just couldn't work out the details. And so from Colorado Springs, Cindy and children, our hearts are with you. Our love is with you. We're so sorry for your loss. I'm just happy to be able to share some of the memories of Eric Reinhardt that I have known. And then also want to thank Eric's siblings for letting me be part of this service. Last time I saw Eric was in Albuquerque about a year ago, but before that, I saw him regularly because we went on mission trips together back in 2009 to Uganda. Here you see a picture of us at the Nile River with a team that had come from Grace Bible Church. Another team came in 2010, and you can see the large group of people. Eric was a huge part of teaching that team, preparing the team, leading the team, and that gave me the freedom then to prepare to preach. In 2010, we met with 10,000 pastors in Uganda, gave them each a MacArthur Study Bible, and Eric was a huge part of all of that. We also ministered together in places like Bangkok, Thailand. We were able to go to Vientiane, Laos. We also were able to be together in the Philippines. When we traveled, we were able to endure sometimes primitive trains, sometimes less than reliable boats, and then sometimes in primitive vehicles. Can you imagine here in Kathmandu, Nepal, two huge men trying to get into that car, but somehow we made it work. We made it work because Eric loved pastors. Eric, everywhere we went, he was part of the pastor's family, praying for them, reaching out to them, trying to encourage the pastor. He listened to them. He bore their burdens. And I know about his love for pastors because I was one of them. Eric had come to Colorado Springs from Nebraska, latched on to Grace Bible Church, latched on to me, and we became very, very close friends. Spent lots of time praying together, lots of time seeking counsel, lots of time just enjoying each other's fellowship. Eric loved pastors. He also loved children. Everywhere we went, you'd see children climbing all over Eric. Maybe they thought he was some huge white tree, or maybe they're just drawn to his personality, but they knew that he loved them and cared for them, and Eric loved children. In addition to loving pastors and loving children, of course, these pictures were before he had children of his own, but Eric also loved the Bible. Here's some pictures of Eric preaching at a Bible conference in Uganda, or preaching at an evangelistic crusade. All across Asia, he was preaching and ministering and serving. He taught Bible studies at Grace Bible Church. He loved the Word of God. He would debate. He would counsel. He would guide. It was his love for the Bible. That's what drove his love for children, drove his love for pastors, and drove his love for me. So I have lost a dear ministry partner, a dear friend, and I'm just grateful that God has given me a relationship with Eric Reinhardt. May God bless all of you. Lord, my prayer is for Cindy, for the kids, as they make these adjustments. Guard over them and bless them. Pray, Lord, for all the different family members that are adjusting to this loss. But thank you for Eric's life. And thank you, Lord, for his love for us and his love for the Bible.